Nobody asked for an ASCII chalupa on their... Yeah. What are you doing?
I mean, that's the thing that I love going about CBS. They're like, oh, you have coupons. And you're standing there for 10 minutes while it's just like, shooting them out. And you're like, is there an end to this?
The receipts are out of control. They're completely out of control. Someone needs to do something about this. Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan is leaving... Michael and Kelly's show, which he is leaving for a full-time position on GMA. Before, he was just doing part-time with them. Kelly actually was missing today.
Kelly didn't show up for work this morning.
She is not happy. There have been rumors that she gets a little cranky sometimes. And
Kelly apparently found out about this after the show yesterday at 10:30.
Yeah.
As Disney was making the announcement to the world. And... Ooh. Both she and her staff.
He was great on it.
Both she and her staff are very upset at the way that Disney handled this because they didn't hit. Because the announcement came out of nowhere. I love Michael Strahan. I couldn't stand that show when it was
Regis.
Just her. Because a little bit of Kelly goes a long way.
No, and when Regis had left. For a good chunk of time, at least a couple months.
Well, a guy had a heart attack.
They were, you know, having people come on every couple weeks. Michael Strahan was a huge standout. Yeah. Josh Groban, I thought, did a really great job. But after seeing him there for a couple years, I understood. Once GMA was starting to get involved and bring him on more, I'm like, it's all about the money. The minute he gets that, and he still has his Sunday gig, so... Yeah.
I love Strahan.
He's very smart.
I could watch Strahan all day and all night.
Oh, he's entertaining. He's personable.
Yeah. He is great at what he does. We should have him here on WMFO Medford. Michael, if the Good Morning America gig doesn't work out, more than welcome to come co-host the show.
Great Barrier Reef.
Is dying off. It is the worst coral bleaching event in history as a result of the El Nino. The record El Nino that took place this past winter. The estimates are that as much as 80% of the reef could die off, and this could stretch into 2017 before it's done. Coral is an interesting thing because we think of the coral that you put in a fish tank. That's actually an exoskeleton. And inside of that, there is this little squishy animal hanging around. And part of the reason that coral is able to live is because it has a symbiotic relationship with a bacteria. And when the ocean temperature rises, the coral expel this bacteria and lose the ability to digest anything. So coral can't eat. The coral starves to death.
Derek, you just taught me more than I learned in 4 years of biology in high school.
This is why the warm oceans are bad for the coral.
And that's what they're saying. 93% of the Great Barrier Reef is ravaged by this coral bleaching, as you said. Crazy.
Yeah, and concerning as well. Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, well, I know.
We had to follow up on Bodie McBoatface.
What Bodie McBoatface? Now, there was an online competition for this boat to be named, and somebody, as a joke, put in Bodie McBoatface, which I still think is one of the most funniest things I've heard all year from the news.
That's the old story.
Bodie McBoatface won.
Yes.
And... is not being named now. Have they changed their minds?
The British
Does
government.
Does it not fit?
Bodie McBoatface did win the online poll by a significant margin.
Yes.
4 times more votes than its nearest competitor, which is pretty much what it was tracking when we talked about it. But Science Minister Joe Johnson told the BBC that the new research vessel will not be named Bodie McBoatface.
So I get that one.
Despite the public outcry, which prompted this absolutely hilarious tweet from James Ball. I don't know, he might just be an average guy. His handle is James RB UK. So he's a British citizen. This is from James Ball. RIP democracy, 5th century BC, 18 April 2016, with a link to the story saying that they would not name the boat Bodie McBoatface. That is the
Shameful.
Death of democracy right there. And people are having a field day with this over there. It's a hilarious story. Name it Bodie McBoatface. Yes, it's going to do all kinds
Again, I maintain the hilarity that would ensue once you have your research panel talking, you know, to scholars and students on the research in the Arctic. On the Bodie McBoat Face.
Maybe we can get one of the crabbers up in the Bering Sea to rename their ship Bodie McBoat Face for the next season of Deadliest Catch. I tune in to watch Bodie McBoat Face every week. Poor Bodie.
All right. Anticholinergic drugs.
You're not pronouncing that correctly.
How do you pronounce it? You know what I'm talking about. Cholinergic.
Oh, no, that's
pretty
not,
close.
That's not right either. Spell it.
A-N-T-I.
Yeah, that part I got.
C-H-O-L-I-N-E-R-G-I-C.
Cholinergic, I think.
Cholinergic.
Anticholinergic drugs. I knew that you weren't pronouncing it right. anticholinergic drugs. No.
It's a big story today.
Today. Ooh, today I definitely did not see.
Indiana University School of Medicine research found that these drugs, which include Benadryl, Demerol, and Dimetapp, may increase cognitive impairment and dementia.
Oops.
Yeah, not good for all those people with allergies taking Benadryl, like myself. That's any, you know, brain lapse. I'm just going to blame it on the...
I've been thinking that you've been getting a little dimmer every week. So
have you?
Maybe it's the Benadryl.
That's awful.
I'm kidding. I am. Really.
Go.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston was named People Magazine's Most Beautiful of 2016.
We need to be more specific than that.
Most Beautiful Woman.
We need to be more specific than that.
Really? What?
Yes. I need the actual title. You should know this. WMFO?
People Magazine's Most Beautiful. That's what it's called. Yeah. I don't know.
Most Beautiful Woman in the World.
In the world. Oh, you know you have to give that to me. That's crazy. Stop it.
I don't have to give anything to you.
Yes.
The Most Beautiful Woman in the World. You should know the title. And I agree, by the way.
All right.
She looks fantastic. She really does.
I only wish that I could look. She looks better than me, and she's, how old is she now?
She's 40, my age. 45?
32. On a good day. All right, I will give you a softball.
I've been throwing you softballs all night.
I know. Harriet Tubman.
Is going to be the new face of the $20 bill.
Replacing
Andrew Jackson.
Yes.
Indian killer extraordinaire, who really, he's one of history's greatest monsters. I don't know what he's doing on our money in the first place. But Harriet Tubman, the original plan was that they were going to change the face on the $10 bill, and Hamilton mania swept America.
Everybody loves Hamilton now.
Not least of all because of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who personally petitioned Treasury Secretary Jack Lew to leave Alexander Hamilton alone. Alexander Hamilton invented the U.S. Treasury.
And they wanted to strip him
U.S. banking system.
His picture.
And the reason they wanted to get a woman on our currency, and the $10 bill was the next one up for a redesign. So they said, let's get rid of Hamilton. Everybody said, well, wait a minute. We like Hamilton. Can we do something about that jerk Jackson? Can you get rid of that guy? So he's going to go, and Harriet Tubman is in. Fearless prediction. The same day that these things come out, the 20 will begin to be known as the tub. Have you got a tub? Can I borrow some tubs? That's what we're going to call it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hashtag.
That's what we're going to call it. The tub.
Maybe we can put that on the Facebook page. We'll get heavy traction.
Only costs you a tub. Have you got a tub?
All right.
Will you loan me a tub?
Oh, no. You're up.
It's me.
Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, we've got that. I'm looking for Netflix.
Oh, I remember seeing a story with Netflix. I feel like this was yesterday.
It was, as a matter of fact.
It's going to kill me when you say it because I know this story. It has something to do with another... is this with the standalone service? No, that's Amazon. Amazon's doing a standalone service. I don't know.
Netflix prices are going up. You're a subscriber. Mm-hmm. You should know this.
How much?
Now, there are two interesting things happening here. Those of us who have been with Netflix for a while.
I personally don't pay for it, but.
Yeah. Those of us who've been with Netflix for a while were grandfathered in. Mm-hmm. And we were all led to believe that come May, we were going to be paying $12 a month.
So what do you pay, $9.99?
Or we were going to pay $10 a month instead of the $8 that we've been paying. It used to be $7.99 a month.
Okay.
So it's going up to $10 a month. Recent customers have been paying $9 a month. They're going up to $10 a month. Instead, Netflix has decided they're going to roll this out. So sometime before the end of the summer, the start of the fall, your price will go up. But you're going to get a choice. You can go for the $10 plan, which is everything that you get right now, keeps operating the way it's going for. Or if you don't mind being the only person watching, and you don't mind watching in standard definition, which actually isn't a bad deal if you use it on a computer mm-hmm. or you use it on your cell phone, they're going to have an $8 a month plan. If you own the fancy high-end 4K HD TV, they're going to have a $12 plan, which will run in 4K and let you run videos simultaneously on four different screens.
Mm.
Although I doubt.
So wouldn't you want to?
I doubt your ISP is going to let you get
a couple more dollars
for 4K streams.
Yeah,
you can get one 4K stream, or you get four 1K streams.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the story that had to do with Amazon actually just came out and said that now you don't have to have Amazon Prime. So Amazon is doing a standalone to compete with Netflix. It's going to be cheaper, so it's going to be $7.99.
So it's $8. So for $96 a month, which is like $20-$30 less than the full Amazon Prime thing right now,
mm-hmm.
And actually, like, they put Prime on sale for like $88 once a year if you know when to get it. So for $96 a year, you can get the programming without the free Amazon shipping. You spend the extra $20 or $30. That's not a good deal. Amazon Prime is a great deal
because
mm-hmm. you get all the shows and free shipping.
And remember, they had Black Friday in July.
If you buy from Amazon twice a year, the free shipping pays for itself.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. Unless you're getting like 2 week ground shipping all the time.
All right. Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Criminal charges have been filed against three officials in Flint, Michigan, including who was involved in this one? Oh, come on. I know you're here. There you are. Mike Glasgow, the supervisor at the Flint Treatment Plant, who has emerged as public monster number one, who apparently might have falsified some reports.
Yeah.
Making the water look safer than it actually was. He tampered with the evidence. He's also been charged with willful neglect of duty as a public officer. And Stephen Bush and Mike Prisby of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, who signed off on all of Mr. Glasgow's misdeeds, have also been charged. The Attorney General has said this may not be the end of it. That anyone and everyone, up to and including the governor, could be charged criminally for what happened
absolutely.
In Flint.
Many people in the Flint. Community said that they want Governor Snyder somehow held responsible or, you know, has some sort of punishment.
Governor Snyder responded to this by saying he's going to drink Michigan tap for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
My response to this would be, if Governor Snyder lost brain function, would anyone notice?
Probably not.
Would that even be measurable?
All right.
Johnny Manziel. This is from today.
Yeah. Well, he's been seen partying. I feel like somebody made a comment. that's shocking. He was recently in Las Vegas.
He did $30,000 worth of damage to a house partying over the weekend.
I feel like somebody recently made a comment about him, a coach saying something. I don't know the full story, though.
Nope, you're way off. Nike has dropped their sponsorship.
Really?
Of Johnny Manziel. That's pretty much the last one.
How much was that deal?
That Nike deals are typically $5 to $10 million on the low end, and they go up from there.
So Johnny Football is crumbling.
Johnny Football is Johnny no more at the moment. He has no team. He has no serious prospects. He has no sponsors. So I don't know who's going to pay for all that damage they did over the weekend. Maybe he can get his entourage.
He's unsigned right now. Or no,
he's unsigned.
Yeah.
Cleveland released him. No one has picked him up. Drew Rosenhaus, who was his agent, Rosenhaus is like agent to the superstars, mm-hmm. has dropped him. So he's got to rebuild from scratch and shows no apparent interest in doing that. So something tells me we're going to be doing an RIP Johnny Manziel story sometime within the next 2 years.
Yeah. All right. I will be absolutely shocked if you don't get this one. I believe this was in today or yesterday. Xbox 360.
Will cease production immediately.
Yes.
It actually will cease production at the end of this
month. They announced that today, yes.
They announced it today. They are going to stop manufacturing new Xbox 360s. However, they're going to sell off all the ones that are currently in the supply chain. So if you see one in a store and you want one, go ahead and get it. Microsoft is going to continue offering Xbox Live and support for it. They're just not going to make any more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I would expect in another year or so, you won't see any new software on it.
No, that's something you already have, right? Or do you have PlayStation?
I've got the PlayStation, because the difference between Xbox and PlayStation in the last generation was that PlayStation had free online and Xbox had paid online. And why pay for online when you can get it for free? I'm already paying an internet service provider.
And likes to record you.
Exactly. Well, the Xbox One
allegedly
the more NSA-friendly device than the old one. Okay, so one more to you, right?
Yes.
Well, we actually had a lot in common this week. Love It or List It?
Ooh, Love It or List It is an HGTV show that is being sued.
Yes.
By a couple. They weren't happy with their renovations.
Not only were they not happy with their renovations, they signed a contract, so they're probably not going to get away with this. Love It or List It hired a contractor named Aaron Fitz to come in and do the renovations. And prior to his hiring, the couple looked up his reviews online on Angie's List, found out that he did not have the best reputation, and said they didn't want him working on the house. So whether or not they have any latitude in this is a question. The big revelation in this, which to me is shocking, is to be on this program, this couple gave $140,000 to the producers of the show. So
you would think with these shows, they would be doing it for free.
Right. Most of us think, oh, you're on TV. They're paying you. No, these people paid $140,000 to be on a terrible television show. Mm-hmm. And then the terrible television show spent $85,000 to actually do the work on the house. And then the rest of it goes into the production budget for the show. What?
That makes no sense to me.
For $140,000, if you want to be a celebrity.
And especially if you're not going to list it. I mean, I guess that's automatic advertising. If somebody's watching it and saying, hey, I feel like moving to, you know, wherever, Michigan, and I'm going to go buy that house. But we're talking about production is done months before it actually even airs.
You can buy good airtime on radio stations that have reach for less than $1,000 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be on TV or radio, just go buy some time. We don't pay for this because we're good at what we do.
But people watch these kind of shows religiously. I have friends that Love It or List It. What's the Flipping Boston?
Yeah.
And people love these kind of shows. And I guess if you're a fan of it and watching it and understanding that, you know, you're going to be in a time where you want to do renovations? Hey, what's cooler than having a production crew? But you're paying for it. And I'm sure a lot of people, as you said, are watching this saying, yeah, they're getting all this for free. When in fact...
They're paying for it. You are paying someone...
I can see a lot of people getting screwed in this.
You are paying someone for the privilege of looking like an idiot on national television.
That's one way to put it.
Why would you do that? You think that's the way the Real Housewives do it? Uh-uh. They're getting taught. They're probably not... They don't get paid. I guarantee you, they don't get paid for that. They get their clothing allowance, and they get free dinners, and they get...
They get paid.
Oh, they get paid?
They get paid. Because each season, they have their contracts and how much money. And, you know, if you have a bigger storyline, you get more money.
Can I tell you, they don't deserve to get paid for that? Is that a reasonable thing for me to say?
We can agree to disagree.
Yeah. You're also excited about Game of Thrones, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
617-627-3800 on the web at WMFO, on the web at facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. When we come back, United Healthcare is leaving the exchanges, highly suspect, right here on WMFO Medford.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
So, how was the big weekend away?
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, sh**.
No, sh**. Oh, sh**. I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture. He's Derek Gary and I'm Lisa Nichols. We are here with you a little while longer till 9 o'clock. You can always listen on Wednesday nights, 7 to 9, and become part of the show. You can go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/thebigpicture. Or you can give us a call at 617-627-3800.
What if we change the name of the show to Bodie McBoatface? Could we?
We'll get more traction with the hashtag.
Could we? I mean, would that
because,
be...
Because, I mean, that's how you pick up steam, with the hashtags. We understand that what's trending.
Would that be in some way restoring people's faith in democracy if we did that? I think the problem with that is we're not a boat.
Yeah.
So if we called it showy,
I mean, this is our show is a vessel that moves through the ocean of media pipe. Could we get on that? Maybe.
Could we be Showy McShowface? Radioy McRadioface?
Bodie wins.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to change the name of the show to Bodie McBoatface.
We can do what the ship did and let our listeners decide what the name of the show is going to be.
I think the name of the show should be Bodie McBoatface. I'm going to unilaterally make that decision. You are listening to Bodie McBoatface on WMFO.
You know I cannot keep it together when you say that. But also, Derek, I'm having this sort of I told you so moment happening. And to me, we're basically witnessing the implosion of Obamacare.
Shocker.
Right?
Obamacare is failing? News alert.
So strange. The nation's largest insurer is abandoning most exchanges, citing over $1 billion. Yes, that is billion with a B in losses. And my message to Barack Obama is, I told you so.
Yeah, well, that's $1 billion losses in over 2 years.
2 years. So we're looking at about $640,000 just this year.
This year, $420,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger issue in this is not just that UnitedHealthcare is leaving, but what CEO Stephen Helmsley said on yesterday's earnings call, which is when this news came out, that the model of the Obamacare exchanges for UnitedHealthcare was not sustainable. That's basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said it in slightly different words, but the message that he was conveying to the media, to everyone listening to that conference call, to the investors, is that the Obamacare model is not sustainable.
Now, as Derek said, we're talking about UnitedHealth Group. This is the nation's largest health insurer. They announced yesterday it would stop selling the health plans through the Affordable Care Act, as we know, Obamacare, next year in most 34 states where it does operate. So it's a little bit different here in Massachusetts. Let's use Kentucky as an example. You go on the Affordable Care Act website, United Health Group pops up. Now, when this was all rolling out,
you missed a step. Step one is you go on the Obama Exchange website.
And you actually don't get through.
No. Step one is you go to the healthcare exchange website. Step two is you say, I can't believe how affordable this healthcare is.
But actually, a lot of people don't have that reaction.
Well, they're skipping step two. And this is affecting the public's opinion of Obamacare.
But
because
I mean, this is
they're not sitting there and looking at the prices and saying, I can't believe how affordable this healthcare is.
You know, we were painted this image with Obama going into these free healthcare clinics and pointing out, look at all these people being able to get tested for pre-diabetes, being able to get this treatment for this illness. We're going to get you healthy before it gets worse. This is what we were told. This was the message that was brought to us. Wouldn't it be great if here in the United States of America, you, Derek, who generally wouldn't have insurance, could afford insurance? That sounds amazing. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Well,
because I can't afford it.
Out rolls the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act,
yes,
which was designed, as the name says, to be affordable. Whereas we learned it is not affordable.
It is affordable. You just have to go to the website and say, I can't believe how affordable this healthcare is.
What a lot of people found, and we had this message that was constantly being sent to us, if you like your healthcare plan, you can keep it. A lot of people couldn't. Why? Because now they couldn't afford it. Their premiums went up. Their deductibles went up. A lot of people lost insurance. It's actually cheaper now here in the United States to take the fine at the, you know, we just had tax day, than to have insurance.
Believe me, Obamacare will find a way to fix that.
That is crazy to me.
The specific problems that UnitedHealthcare cited are that the only people who are signing up are sick. Young people aren't signing up for the reason that you just gave, Lisa, mm-hmm, which is it is cheaper to pay the tax penalty than it is.
And especially though, we're in a society that's talking so much and focusing on millennials and how we're getting out of college and nobody can afford anything and you're trying to make our lives better by paying back. How can anybody afford healthcare when we can't even afford to pay back our college loans?
Because as usual, you're doing it wrong. You are not going to the website and saying, I can't believe how affordable this healthcare is.
Yeah.
That's the magic step. And if the millennials would go in there and look at that and say, wow, this is affordable, instead of saying, where is that money going to come from? You'd have a different attitude toward it.
Mm-hmm. What else were we seeing, though, happening with Obamacare?
The other issue that UnitedHealthcare has is because of loopholes in the way that the law has been written, there are people who are being diagnosed with very expensive chronic illnesses or very expensive life-threatening illnesses. They need an organ transplant. They need chemotherapy. They need something replaced. And because of the way the law was written, they're able to sign up and then dump these bills on the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. Now, you remember last
month, Congress is going to go fix that.
Remember last month when I brought up Blue Cross Blue Shield Association? They came out and said, you know, in this report that the exchange enrollees are costlier than those before.
Yeah.
And many employers are breaking coverage. They can't afford it. We were also seeing, because it requires many companies to give insurance to their employees, they were saying, well, you know what? We're going to cut most of our full-time, go to a bunch of part-time people, then we don't have to give them insurance. Perfect example, where I work, I used to pay it through taxes. They would take it out of my check, which really isn't much of a check, but I would pay it at the end of the year or when I did estimated taxes. My company came out and said, we're not paying anymore. So now I pay ridiculous amounts of money
per
month.
If your company hadn't said that, they would have been giving you a bill at the end of every week instead of a check.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't be earning enough to pay that insurance premium. So you would have been going to work and they would have been like, Lisa, you owe us $75. You'd be like, what do you mean I owe you $75?
No, and as of recent,
I just worked 60 hours.
You know, as of recent, I've been starting to research a little bit more on healthcare insurance, and it almost might be a better idea for me to go to an independent insurer than get it through my work, because they've made it so difficult. And many people have dropped it through my work because it's so expensive now. And many companies are making it so much money to cost that they don't want to have their employees have it.
Step one for you is you go to the MassHealthConnector website. What's step two?
Say, wow, this is so affordable.
I can't believe how affordable this healthcare is. That's step two. Then you'll be in the right mindset. Then you can go shop, mm-hmm, and find your affordable healthcare.
No, but from start to finish, or just the development of it, we knew it was doomed to fail. We went through a time period where people couldn't even get on the website. Sorry, you're on hold for 2 weeks. Can't get through. Try again.
Here's what's utterly appalling about this. There are two things. First, UnitedHealthcare is going to be allowed to get away with this. They can walk away, mm-hmm. which is just another case of corporations having more rights than voting citizens in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try not to participate in Obamacare, you get a tax penalty. UnitedHealthcare can just walk away. And no one in the Obama administration or the Justice Department mm-hmm. or the Social Security Administration, no one is going to walk in and be like, you're going to pay 20% of your profits until you get back on the exchanges. They won't do that. You know why?
No, absolutely
because
not.
UnitedHealthcare will go buy enough senators to make the administration go away. But the thing that's part of what's appalling about this. The thing that's really appalling about this law was written.
And that's
by the insurance companies.
That's what Obamacare is. And many people fail to realize this. This is a law.
No member of Congress was harmed in the creation of the Affordable Care Act. It was written by insurance industry lobbyists and railroaded through Congress. The insurance industry that wrote the law, one of its biggest members, is now turning around and saying, the law doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. We messed up.
So we're leaving. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? This means higher costs for everybody who sticks in.
Oh, and absolutely. I mean, if you have pro-Obamacare, they don't want you to know what United Health, them backing out of the system means. They want you to think, because, I mean, you have the administration coming out and saying, no, everything's fine. You're still going to have all the coverage. You're still going to have all the options.
We thought there were going to be some problems early on.
You know, if you look at many states and you go by county to county, you now try to go on the exchange. We're looking at one single provider. That's never what Obamacare was meant to be. It was meant for you to go on and choose which one you want. You have a plethora of options. Well, in fact, in many states, we're now down to one single provider.
And what happens when you only have one provider, Lisa Nichols?
You have a monopoly.
And what happens when you have a monopoly?
You can charge whatever you want.
I can't believe how affordable this health care is.
I'll tell you what it means, United Health. Departure. It's bad for the other carrier. Oh, no, you know what? It's actually good because they can charge whatever they want. But premiums are going to continue to rise. You also might see more exits.
Oh, you're definitely going to see more exits. Because there is...
And is it safe to say, though, that the quality of coverage will continue to fall? Because we have seen that.
Yes, because this won't work. This was never going to work. This idea that you were somehow going to persuade young people through higher taxes mm-hmm. to go buy insurance. I hated this idea when it was just called RomneyCare. And I didn't participate in it for 6 or 7 years after it was passed. I paid the penalty every year because it was more cost effective.
How sick does it make you to know that when I went to the ER sick last week, my copay, and I have good insurance, and as I say, I pay a lot. My copay was $150.
Yeah, that's what I get whacked for every time I go to the ER.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The person sitting behind the desk taking my credit card was shocked, more shocked than I was.
Yeah.
She's like, what kind of health care do you have?
Oh, it's printed right on my card. It's $150 copay.
I have the insurance that I pay $480 every 3 weeks.
Yeah. If I go see my primary care physician, it's only $30. But if I go see him, he's going to want to give me a checkup, so it's easier for me to go into the ER and just get what I need and get out of there.
No, but state by state, they're making the parameters so hard for somebody to have it under certain insurance. Whereas if you're used to going to maybe a mental health physician, also getting specialty care, whether it be a chiropractor, some sort of physical therapy, before maybe your insurance allowed 3-4 times a month. Many of these carriers are now saying you can only go once a month.
Sure, because there's no competition.
So it forces you to switch to another insurance that maybe gives you that extra appointment a month, but also charges you $150 more.
The Republicans should have just sat back and let it run its course, because this was inevitable. This was always going to happen. The problem with healthcare in this country is that it is a for-profit industry. What kind of a world do we live in where the medical needs of individual citizens are subject to the whims of Wall Street?
Derek, we live in a world where the United States, generally, insurance rates are 2.5 times higher than most other developed countries.
Not to mention the fact that those higher health care costs and those higher insurance rates are crippling our cities and towns. They're part of the reasons that pensions can't meet their payouts. They're part of the reasons our cities and towns can't pay their bills. They're part of the reason the MBTA can't put a decent product on the rails. All of this comes back to one central issue. For-profit health care insurance does not work. It does not work.
So what's the solution that you propose?
Solution, I mean,
is the only thing that we do is repeal Obamacare?
Single payer. That's been the solution, and it's been right in front of us all along. Single payer. Let the Social Security Administration run it. We already have a government bureaucracy set up to deal with Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare for every American citizen.
Absolutely.
You pay for it out of your paycheck. You will pay less. You will get better quality care, and you will get more efficient care, because the government is not going to put up with all of the same screwing around that these for-profit health insurance companies
do. Do you think in the next administration we could see it moving into that?
Not if Hillary Clinton gets elected. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders? Maybe. John Kasich? I don't know that I don't see John Kasich taking on the insurance industry.
I mean, Ted Cruz came out and said, the first thing that I'm going to be doing is repealing Obamacare.
Well,
good for you. Yes.
Yeah. Kasich said he'll repeal it.
Thank you. Do it.
Trump says he'll replace it with something better, but keep the fundamentals of it. You know, Hillary is just going to be like, yeah, hey, whatever Barack did, I'm just here to get my paycheck.
But you know what, Derek? It wasn't bad here in Massachusetts when we were one of the only states, we were the only state that actually rolled this out. You were able to go on the Massachusetts Health Connector depending on how much money you made.
We are one of the wealthiest states in the country.
I know, but if you made under $40,000, you were...
We are one of the wealthiest states in the country. You cannot take a wealthy state with very low poverty levels, with very low homelessness. We got an opioid problem now that we didn't have when this thing passed that may be altering some of that. We have
if we don't go to single payer, do we leave it state to state?
We have a tremendous amount of wealth in this state that allows the system to work. And we're also talking about 6 million people. Maybe 7 million people, depending on what the population is this week. Somewhere between those two numbers. I think it's closer to 6 in this state these days, because we're losing rather than gaining. Michigan is not in the same boat as us. Mississippi isn't in the same boat as us. This was never going to work in those states. But everyone looked at Massachusetts and they're like, hey, it works there. Yeah, because you got all these rich people sitting around. We've got all these universities and hospitals that provide health care for their employees as part of their benefits package.
Mm-hmm.
We started with a higher number of insured than most states of the union. We have a higher per capita income, lower unemployment. So we're not any kind of an analog for anything that's going on anywhere else in this country.
It's true.
It was bound to fail. Single payer is the only thing that is going to work.
But are you ever going to get insurance companies signing on? Or is there not even going to be an option if you have a single payer?
You're going to put the insurance companies as we know them out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to have the political will to do that in this country? Whoever does is someone who is worthy of your vote.
So essentially your single payer is going to pay straight. You're forgetting the middleman with insurance. It's
gone.
Going straight to the hospital.
Gone. Goodbye. See you later. Go make your money somewhere else. They want to sell Cadillac plans to the rich. We'll let them do that. The rich can go out and get their Cadillac insurance plans. Everybody else is going to get a level of basic coverage that is adequate for their needs. It's the same thing Canada has, the same thing England has, the same thing Europe has. And by the way, to make
but
this...
But even here, because I mean, can you use the United States as an example against a country like Sweden? I mean,
it's
very different.
Sweden has 10 million people and they're all the same. They're
so,
all
I mean,
the same
yes,
flavor of white.
I understand it. in a perfect world, this single payer sounds like a great idea, but would it actually work?
Yes, it would work. And it would reduce individual health care costs. The projections I've seen are anywhere from 60% to 80% mm-hmm. versus private insurance plans. But it would take a lot of money. You'd be saying goodbye to the insurance industry, and you'd probably be saying goodbye to a lot of these high-flying medical companies, which rely on those insurance dollars to charge
these astronomical
$1,500 for mm-hmm. a pill, yeah. $10,000 for procedure because you used our specialized machine, because the government is not going to put up with that crap. In a single-payer system, you are striving for efficiency. And Massachusetts has had some success in making this work and actually keeping costs down, but that's with a lot of different insurance companies available on the exchange. That's not what we're seeing in other parts of the country. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. It is WMFO Medford. It is The Big Picture, or Bodie McBoatface, as I like to call it. When we come back, you'll have enough time to go find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/BigPictureWMFO. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest stories from the past week right here on WMFO Medford.
Underneath the gray streets where the gray people walk, there's a small secret nightclub where subversives sit and talk. Listening to illegal jazz, 10 years behind the Western fads. Smoking Georgian gold, they refuse to do what they are told.
Yet
Moscow drug club, secret rendezvous. Where the Reds play the blues.
La 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 la.
You don't hear balalaikas because they're playing saxophones. They ignore the party line and disconnect the telephones. They do the shimmy and the shake. They take little red pills to stay awake. Under the Kremlin's gaze, being a beatnik Ruski's risky nowadays. Moscow drug club, secret rendezvous. Play the blues.
Moscow drug club,
the 5-year plan is just a joke.
Moscow drug club,
comrade, come on in. Talk.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture, and it's time for What's Hot, our favorite news story from this week's news. First, I just had to do a follow-up. We both were incredibly sad when we heard that suddenly East Coast Grill in Cambridge, one of my old favorite restaurants, was closing just out a couple days ago. It was released on Boston.com in Eater Boston. The owners of Highland Kitchen, they're buying it. Reopening it could be open as soon as the first week in July.
Doesn't Highland Kitchen have a connection with... Isn't yes. one of the former East Coast Grill guys at Highland Kitchen?
Yes. Chris Schlesinger, who used to own East Coast Grill before it was sold to Jason Hurd, who is now at a restaurant in South Boston. He worked with the owner at Highland Kitchen. Highland Kitchen's owner used to work there with his wife. That's how they met.
Badass.
Yeah, so excited. But of course, Marathon Monday was a few days ago. And one of the best parts, you know, other than people running the race and you just see triumph and the city coming together, one of my favorite parts is seeing all the signs that people have. And if you go on bostonmagazine.com, they brought up a list of the funniest. So I'm going to give you a few of them. Very close and near and dear to Derek and I's heart, Donald Trump. Run like Donald Trump is chasing you. That was one sign. I'd swipe right, and next to it was your pace or mine. That's adorable and hilarious. Smile if you're not wearing any underwear. This is great. This is one of my favorites. Relax. You're running better than the GOP.
Yikes.
Yeah. Run like Kim Kardashian runs away from untouched selfies. Hashtag no filter. And run like Ryan Gosling is waiting for you at the finish line, .. with a puppy. I love how creative people get. You know, there's a lot of personalized one. There were actually two girls that were wearing really, really thin nude, just like a bandana around the top, really small underwear, and had the signs and said, if you run faster, we will drop these signs. That is adorable, and I'm sure it made a lot of people run.
Doesn't that promote rape culture?
Much.
Isn't that promoting rape culture? No, I heard the Wellesley girls were offering free kisses to the runners. That's promoting...
No, those are probably the Simmons girls.
You know what my favorite thing is about the Boston Marathon? It's the one day that a black man can run through the Back Bay without being chased by the police.
That was an awful joke.
That's a statement of fact, actually. I wish that was just a joke.
What do you have for us?
There's the Tribeca Film Festival is going on right now. And if you go over to Vimeo, which is the YouTube alternative video site, go over there and look up 100 Years, 100 Shots. This is an entry in the short competition for the Tribeca Film Festival. Jacob Swinney edited 100 scenes from one movie of each of the last 100 years that he considered to be the most definitive movie shot of that year. And it is a fascinating journey through cinema. And he's pretty much most of the iconic moments that you can think of from cinema are in here.
And you can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, you can
watch
the whole thing for free.
Up on our Facebook page. I'm sure a lot of our...
It's called 100 Years, 100 Shots. It runs for 6 minutes. And it is a great, great, great little piece of filmmaking.
I love seeing those montages because it brings back so many movies that maybe you don't remember seeing, or, you know, a lot of memories there. I definitely want to check that out, so please link that.
The last shot is Mad Max Fury Road, by the way. Not to spoil anything. And interesting, not a single shot.
Are you mad?
Not a single shot.
Star Wars?
Not a single shot from Star Wars, but there is a shot from The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of thought that went into this. Mm-hmm. And you watch it and you're like, yeah, I get why that's there. I get why that's there. I get why that's there.
What did it start out with?
It starts out with, well, we're going back 100 years, so it's films that you probably do not know. Let's see. He's got all of them listed in here. Birth of a Nation is the first one that's in there. Some of the others, Cabinet of Dr. Kilgari, like things that film fans would know.
So it's 1915 it starts.
Nosferatu. Yeah, starts in 1915, goes to 2015. Battleship Potemkin, Metropolis, Frankenstein, the original Scarface, King Kong, the Scarface remake actually is in there as well. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Casablanca, Vertigo, North by Northwest, Psycho. Yeah, Hitchcock.
Is there a...
Hitchcock gets 3 years in a row.
Good chunk of animated in there?
There is actually very little animated in here. Mm-hmm. Snow White's in there because Snow White is huge.
Classic, yeah.
Wizard of Oz is in here because that's obviously a massively important motion picture. Some of the things that you might have seen recently, Boyhood, Gravity, The Avengers, The Tree of Life. A lot of people didn't see it, but still, Avatar, Inception, The Dark Knight, There Will Be Blood, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, Fight Club, Titanic, Jurassic Park, Dirty Dancing, Die Hard.
Oh, I can't wait to check this out. Yeah.
It's great. It's called 100 Years, 100 Shots, an official selection of the Tribeca Film Festival. Look for it on Vimeo. And we'll get that up on the Facebook page.
As we end every week, it's time for That's the Thing That Happened, the craziest story from this week news. Now, sex drugs for men, maybe a little bit harder to get. See what I did there? Harder. South Carolina lawmaker is proposing a waiting period for men who want to get Viagra or other drugs to help them have sex. Under the new measure, men would have to wait 24 hours and get a sworn statement from their partners detailing their problems. Representative Mia McLeod, a Democrat, said her bill is a tongue-in-cheek response to all the rules South Carolina's male-dominated legislature places on abortions.
Snap!
Yeah, similar legislation was proposed earlier this year in Kentucky. Her bill is unlikely to pass, but the Columbia Democrat says having a committee hearing on the bill Wednesday will bring attention to the issue. So the bill will require a 24-hour waiting period before an erectile dysfunction medicine could be picked up at a pharmacy, and requires patients to get counseling on celibacy as a valid life choice.
I like it. I think turnabout is fair play. I think these are good rules. Anything that encourages less sexual activity.
Detailing your problems.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely reasonable. I support her in this endeavor. I've been trying to get this on the air for 3 weeks, and and we ran out of time, and then we didn't have the computer at the end of last week. On April Fool's Day, Hamburger Helper put out a mixtape. Yes. It was the day that allegedly a Beyonce album was going to come out, but instead we got this Hamburger Helper thing. This is one of the tracks. I'm feeling the groove. I am feeling the Hamburger Helper groove
to the new Drake song.
On this. Yeah, this is...
This sounds like a combination of every single top rap song out right now.
This is every, like, generic top 40 rap song that's on the...